Blog Talk Radio. Hello, and welcome to the Souls Aloft podcast on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Suzanne Wigginton, broadcasting from Phoenix, Arizona, where I own and operate Time for You, a healing arts studio offering personal path mentoring, deep presence bodywork, hypnotherapy, sacred oil anointings, shamanic soul care, and essential care aromatherapy. With this Souls Aloft podcast, I bring together wonderful guests and soulful topics for discussion, not because I have the answers, but because I value deep and meaningful conversation around the questions. Whether you are listening live today or to an archive recording, thank you for joining me. I took a bit of a hiatus from creating new episodes in November and December, but I'm thrilled to be back. As always, we have our topic today and some direction in mind, but we will hold that direction loosely to allow for the insights and inspirations that flow during the magic of great conversation. And I hope for you this is not a complete conversation, but the beginning of one you might be willing to continue and explore and bring to life in your own world. Our topic today is building a business that fulfills. I'm so happy to say that in the current economic landscape, many brave and talented folks have taken the leap into starting and growing their own businesses, bringing the stirrings of their hearts and souls out into our world. I can attest that it's exciting, exhilarating, and exceptionally rewarding to have my very own beautiful business venture. And I can also admit that more often than I wish was true, it can be daunting, exhausting, and sometimes confusing. I think that for most solopreneurs, we can't just pour ourselves into building our offerings and then move ever onward with that static container, expecting to just haul away piles of money in our wheelbarrows. As we evolve personally, so must our beautiful business ventures. And yet, if we don't have consistency and we bounce around, changing too much, too fast, the marketplace might not deem us stable or trustworthy. Not to mention, how do I structure, implement, and market my big new idea while still managing my current workload? How can I juggle the creative aspects of my soul's desire with the practical matters of running my business and working with clients and keeping the lights turned on? What's a girl to do? Well, I'll tell you, one great tool is to find and connect yourself to a mentor who can support, inspire, prod, and celebrate with you. Almost a year ago, I did just that, connecting with the dynamo that is Ellen Scott by joining her brand on purpose, How to Bop Your Opt-In Training. I'm so lucky that at the end of that program, she launched her new big idea, which was the BOP Collective. BOP being a fun acronym for Brand on Purpose. And I've enjoyed being a member of the BOP Collective ever since. With over 16 years of experience as an art director, web designer, startup co-founder, and kick-ass creative strategist with a highly intuitive nature, Ellen Scott brings a unique slant to the brand and business building arena. She believes that if you want to build a brand that truly stands out and a business that's in complete alignment with you, you need to grab a machete and forge your own exquisite path. Ellen works with creative, multi-passionate, smart, slightly rebellious, action-taking, and compassionate women who want to make a positive impact in this world and build highly profitable businesses. I've invited Ellen to join me today to talk about the hows and whys we get stuck or fear frozen in the implementation of our beautiful business ideas, and more importantly, what can we do about it? So without further ado, Souls Aloft Podcast offers a warm welcome to Ellen Scott. Hello, Ellen.
Hello, Suzanne. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. I love having you here for this discussion. And I'd love to just dive right in. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, I actually kind of picked out some things from your website that I absolutely love. When you talk about when we're building the businesses that we know we're born to create, that we really need to ditch all the so-called industry shoulds and grab our machetes and carve our own paths, which you say means being you and owning it. So can we start there and talk a little bit about what you mean by that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that, and this has partially been my own path to going into solopreneurship. Prior to, I was a designer doing different things, working within the entrepreneur space. But being a solopreneur is quite different in that you are really doing everything on your own. And so I think with anyone, when you're first jumping into the space, you are obviously looking around and saying, okay, how do I do this? What are the structures of you in your intro? You were saying, how do you balance the creative and what you want to do life purpose-wise with the actual practicality of running a business? Okay, how the heck do I do this? And so you start to follow there's a lot of people that are ahead of you potentially within this game of entrepreneurship in the solopreneur world where it's kind of the online business building space. And so you start to look at, okay, well, there's these structures. This person's a coach and they have these packages, or this person does, DIY trainings and they have group courses, or they only do one-on-one. Like, there's so many different modes in which you could actually present your stuff, right? So there's this search of, how am I going to do this? How am I going to actually take the thing that I know that I am completely passionate about helping the people that I most want to serve, that I want to bring this to them? What is the mode of bringing that to them? And so there's going to, no matter what, be this time in which you have to kind of see, well, what is out there? How do you do this? And so, but what I think happens, and this is where I feel like I'm really coming in, is that there's a point where you then need to break off from what everyone else is doing so that you figure out what it is that you need to do. Because even though there's a lot of people that have a ton of fantastic advice here's my 8-week program to do this building your business, doing it this way, that there's a point where it works awesome for that person and it will work really well for a lot of people, but there's just no way that we all fit the same mold, right? So there's a point where you have to break away. And so that for me is, I think that no matter what, you have to start with you have to start somewhere. So starting with some kind of guidelines, some kind of blueprint, following some of that stuff, but as quickly as you can, recognizing that there will be a point in which you do need to break off. And so the sooner you can actually do that, the sooner you can try these little things to start breaking out on your own, that will be building the kind of the brave, I like to say, of what it means to step out on your own. Because for the most part, it's not just like, okay, I'm ready, now I'm going to go do this thing. It takes time to figure it out.
Let's be honest, we're solopreneurs because we want to break away and do things our own way, right? We're here in this space because we want to carve it out, and being part of somebody else's business structure didn't feel right to us, wasn't the place for us to really grow and flow. So it makes perfect sense that we want to do that. And yet we often don't know how to start. And the other piece I was just thinking about this morning is, I mean, I came from a corporate background. And one of the things that, that I have a lot of, not so wonderful things to say about working in that kind of environment, but there are some good things. And one of the things you kind of miss out on as a solopreneur is the collaboration benefits, like the brainstorming and the soundboarding and the being mentored. That's not just built into your structure. So we have to find ways to bring that kind of energy or those kind of tools into our business, because we're the only ones who can. So, but it can be daunting. For people who don't know you yet, they might not realize like how super passionate you are and how like in your element you are when you're working with somebody to like help them bust through their barriers and like build that thing that they're here to do. And I've really witnessed that and really seen you in the zone. So I would love to throw this question out to you. Like, why does it matter if I build my business? Why does it matter?
That's awesome. What a great question. So one of the things, one of my the foundations of what I teach or what I try and help people work on is the discovery of their why. And that can sound really big. And really where I'm helping them most is within the business space. And so breaking that down, it's, why is it, why are you besting tail to work to help the people that you are serving? Why is it, why is this particular problem, the thing that you've created the solution for, why is that so important to you? If you're even remotely wanting to go out on your own and build a business, then you have something in you that has to happen, right? Like, you can't help but do it, right? So either the choice is that, and I find the questions around why help to bring this out, so that's why I brought that up.
if you don't
discover that, then it's this rather deep and tragic thing of not fulfilling what it is that you are meant to do in this world. And everyone has a different thing in which they're meant to do in this world. And for me, I get chills when I experience, when I read, when I witness anyone that's doing the thing that they're meant to do in this world. Whether that, like, that for me can show up in sports. It shows up when I watch my kids when they like do a certain thing. I'm like, wow, that's so intense. That's them, right? It shows up when I see teachers, and it shows up. And then the thing that I discovered was that I can play in the space of people going after their thing, what they're meant to do in the entrepreneurial world. Like, that's who I want to work and play with. That's who I love to serve. And so for me, it's I am completely, what I'm meant to do is to help, not allow the person who knows that this is what they're meant to do to not get stuck in the fear that can hold you back from that. Because you're here, like, you're showing up on my doorstep. In some capacity or another, you land on my site, whatever, then you are a solopreneur, you're an entrepreneur, you're in the space, you've been kind of at it for a while, you know something's not quite right, you're not quite heading the way you want to go, and then there might be the self-doubt, or maybe this isn't what I should do, or maybe no one's going to come to me, or maybe, and you can get yourself stuck and just, blah,
oh,
a horrible
yeah.
place to be. And
my husband calls that being wrapped around the axle, like, you don't
yeah.
get anywhere good.
That's perfect. Yeah, and so I feel really, and I find that when I started to really come into being able to do this, to quickly come in and work with people, and then the BOP Collective, the membership that you spoke of, really works well for this, is that oftentimes it can be a quick conversation to get someone from being out of that stuck place. It can
yeah.
be a quick series of questions from me to them that will allow them to move forward. And it's obviously different than doing one-on-one deep work, which I do as well. But what I love is that I can then help a broader range of people, and many of whom are in the DIY space, do-it-yourself space, so they are motivated. But no matter what, like you were saying before, the hard thing from going from a corporate space or a place where you have the collaborative, you're able to bounce off people, you have the mentorship, you have the camaraderie. So that's really what the collective is offering, is this camaraderie where I am there constantly. If you need me, you call upon me and I'm there, and I will help you get out of whatever's going on. And then, so it's not just within the Facebook forum, but there's also these other ways, because we all kind of learn and interact in different ways. I'm trying to create that as much as I can, that availability. But then also then there's the, like you're saying, there's the camaraderie with each other. But really, I feel completely compelled to bring it back to your question, is that it is my calling for people that are women especially, that are at the point in their life where they realize, like, this is my time to go after this thing that is within me. Like, even just saying that right then, I get chills. I am very much... that is what I'm meant to help with. I'm good at it, and I'm sympathetic to it. I'm empathetic to it. Like, I get it, right? I'm doing it myself.
Well, and that brings me to another thing that I absolutely love, is that you're talking about getting stuck and having doubts and procrastinating and staying stuck in that and not moving forward. And what I love about this discussion is for people to hear this, because this was a big aha for me to realize, oh, my gosh, it's not just me. It's not,
right.
I'm not just this big loser that can't make this dream come together for some reason. Like, we if we stay in these spaces in ourselves, we cook up all these crazy stories that keep
yeah.
us stuck and keep us afraid and keep us from feeling, or make us feel that this is a deficiency that's just mine, that I carry
right.
this inability to put this all together. And that's not the case, right? There's so many possibilities out there. Especially with technology now, there's so, you know, different ways of doing things, and it can be overwhelming. And we tend
yeah.
to, when it overloads my circuits, and I just want to close down. And what I love about even just watching you work with somebody else through their issue is it helps me. And I go,
yeah.
I can ask myself some of those same questions, and I can realize, like, oh my gosh, that person was presenting as stuck as I feel. And
right.
in a very short conversation, they now have movement. Maybe, you know, whatever it is they were stuck around isn't necessarily dissolved and solved immediately, but they have movement. They know
yeah,
what they're doing next.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
the key. That is the key. It's the movement. And one thing I've started to really recognize as well is that I think the, you know, the whole thing we're talking a little bit about grabbing the machete and kind of getting away from industry shoulds, and that is that there's so much emphasis also around the format in which you present it. So, oh, and if I'm going to be doing a course, I need to make sure that I have video, and I need to make sure there's an audio transcript, and I need to make sure there's a membership site. Like, there's all these, there becomes shoulds also in the way in which you present it. And I think that that can get also incredibly overwhelming, especially if you're not kind of in the technical space. And I feel like part of what I really, my mission at the moment also is how to simplify. And I'm saying this for myself and my own business, being someone who has designed websites, built websites, brand, like I tend to be very perfectionistic prior to where I'm at right now, huge perfectionist in that. Like, that was my job, was to make these perfect, beautiful websites for people, right, that were brand aligned and all that stuff. And so I know how to do that. But I think that it can also get in the way. And you can kind of hide behind the, like, well, I got to make sure the website's going to be like this first, or I got to make sure all my ducks are in a row with all my blogging. I got to make sure all this stuff is, well, and I have to make sure I'm autoresponders. When really the way to be in business is that you need to know what your message is, the clarity, that's where coming into the why is. Like, what is it that you're doing and why are you doing it? And what is your message? What do you believe in? Why are you here doing this? That's clear. And then you need to put that message out. You actually don't need a ton of bells and whistles, right? Obviously, it depends on what you're doing. There's obviously different layers, but that's really the crux of it. And I think it's really easy to get away from that. And again, I say that for myself as well. Like, that's one of my daily reminders is, what's the core? What's every single day? What are you doing? Why are you here? What is the simplest thing in which you need to help your people? Because that's why I'm here. Right. It's not because I need to have a fancy looking website, although I need to have a website that's up and says my thing. Right. I find that that's also a spinning point, a stuck point, is kind of the technology or the way in which you show up. Right.
Well, and I will tell you that this is a really big one for me. And this is something that I fight against all the time. And what like, I can't imagine where I would be right now had I not been part of your Bop Collective, because I feel like an inchworm, right? Like, I'm just, you know, because I get very, very overwhelmed. But at the same time, I'm still inching forward. So I am making progress. But I do constantly have to keep checking in and going, okay, you're trying to think too many steps ahead. You're, you know, which is my way. Yeah. Having it all plotted and planned out and knowing what I'm doing and knowing, like, you know, am I going to have, oh my gosh, I don't have autoresponders for my email. Well, I can't start anything then if I don't have that. Like,
right.
So it's not like these are lessons that you just get one time and then you're golden. I mean, this is.
No, I know. Yeah.
You have to constantly say, have these touchstones of remembering everything you're talking about right now, about staying connected to your why are you doing it, and then figuring out how to bring it out into the world. But you don't just perfect that once and then have that template forever.
Nope. Not at all. And so this is like, right, this is the other big thing, as you know, in the collective that I talk a lot about, and then in my blogs and stuff like that, is this whole notion around testing and pivoting. And the idea there, and I know it comes a lot from being in the startup world prior to this, I co-founded a startup and then just was a designer within the startup space. And that was the idea that you would go out lean, right? You'd go out small. You'd have an idea, but you'd need to kind of test it out first before you're going to put a whole bunch of money on a website and a whole bunch of stuff, you know, this again within the startup space. But that actually really pulls so easily and perfectly into the solopreneurship space as well, because we all have probably a gazillion ideas like a week as creative entrepreneurs, right? There's all these ideas. And obviously you can't go run with all of them, but you can oftentimes test little things. And that will show up in different ways, but it's the movement, like you said, and that there will be this fluid thing. So you might have this huge idea of what you want to do, and that in itself can keep you stuck, because it's like, Jesus, it's a huge thing, and I don't even know where to start, right? And so then you don't. And so then it just stays this kind of theory of grandeur of, like, I could be doing this, and this is my awesome idea, and it could be this, and then nothing happens. So how do you break down the big idea so that you start, you do something. You do something that starts you in that direction. And the other great thing about doing it this way is starting small is that you're not going to spend a whole bunch of money if you start something small. You're not going to invest a huge, crazy amount of time, which is good, because oftentimes after you start, you'll see that the big idea starts to shift, because you're getting the information back from the people that you want to help, that your big ideas is one thing, but you're not in a bubble alone. You need to have it interact with the world and with your people. And then you find out, oh, you know, this is what this is meant to be. Or, oh, God, I thought this would be awesome, but I actually don't particularly like doing this one part. I'd prefer to have it be this way. And it's a good thing to find those things out when you start small, because yeah. It's not affecting anything, right? It's just like, oh, okay, cool. I'm just going to pivot over here. I'm going to try this little thing over here.
Yeah. Biggest thing, I had this big, huge aha recently is I would build a service or I'd build a menu, and then I would just, that was it. That's what I did. And it finally dawned on me, I was like, I'm actually the CEO and the board of directors and the market. You know, I can look at this and decide, like, okay, we're gonna cut this out and change this because we don't love doing this part. Why would you? Right. Just because I put it on the menu doesn't mean it has to stay there forever.
It's
but
so
I was
true,
in that
it?
Mindset of this is my job, this is what I was hired to do, this is what I do. And then I realized, oh my gosh, I'm the one that created this job. I'm actually potentially doing a disservice by showing up to something I'm not completely in love with doing. So how can I shift this and tweak this a little bit and make it something that I would love? And I spent a lot of time this last year just on that. So some people on the outside looked like little small shifts, but were actually pretty big shifts in the way I was showing up to my work. And then from doing that, it's like this whole other path is I can see it now ahead of me, which I just didn't see at all before. So it is amazing when you give yourself the permission to be fluid, which I think a lot of us, especially those of us that came from the corporate structure, don't do.
Yeah. Well. It's so true. Yeah, because you're used to, it's just like, this is what we're doing. This is what we do. And, oh, what will people think if I change? And this is one of the biggest things that's like kind of a harsh thing to say, but it's like, you know what? It's okay if you end up changing your thing a few months down the road. The people that you think really, really care, they don't care. That what they care about is how you show up and what you do for them. They don't care the name of your program. They don't care all the bulleted lists of what your thing does, right? They care about how you show up. They care. And so that's where, again, the why, finding your why and having your message be like on point and totally aligned with you. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what your services are, what they're called, what format they're coming. Nothing, none of that matters. If the message is really on point with you, then you could be doing anything. And then because it's the base thing of what you do, it's the base thing of what you believe in, and it's the base way of how you show up and help.
So let me ask you this. For those people that you see that are struggling with that, not super clear yet on their why, or don't have that core part figured out, so they don't have that foundation that they're doing everything from, what are some of the pitfalls of that you've seen?
I think it's coming from that space, often there is exactly what you just said. It's that it actually isn't, and I should have prefaced this before. This is not like, okay, go for the weekend, go sit down and go figure out your why and come back and then we'll work together. It is a continued inquiry I have found and have found it with the people that I'm working with that, and once they allow, they recognize that and allow for that to be the case, then it's actually quite a lovely inquiry, right? And it's the willingness to continue to dive deeper into that question because it cycles in, right? What I was just saying about you go out and you try something small and you test it out and then you get the information back, that actually doing that will also help your why become more clear because you'll see in the way in which you're interacting with the people that you want to serve that you find these little connections, these little epiphanies and ahas and, you know, these like thunderous lightning sometimes that will come down and the clarity comes in. So it's the beginning of the inquiry and recognizing that it won't just happen overnight. And, you know, I have a free, this is something I talk about in my blog post. I have a free training that kind of goes into it. Then I have a deeper thing that happens in the collective that also goes into it. So I think it's this continued inquiry around really some very basic questions around, again, like, why am I doing this? Why do I want to serve these people? What problem am I solving? And why am I wanting to solve this? And a lot of it has to do with taking you back into your past. Like, you know, there's a reason why you're here doing this right now. So let's look back. Let's turn around and kind of look at your the past things that you've done that have brought you to this point. Often those types of questions and inquiry also will help determine what your why is. And being okay that it will come in stages and you'll have different levels of clarity.
Right. And I think so often when you talk about looking back, right, people, there's that part inside where people cringe a little bit, like, oh, I don't want to go exploring back there. But I will say, having gone through those processes and having that internal cringe, What I was able to connect to was a lot of the power from my past and the things that I've gone through and the things, the hats that I've worn and what has brought me to this point. So it's really not about digging around in your muck just to be digging around in your muck. It really is about connecting to that, which really can empower everything going forward in a way that...
Absolutely.
You know, it's like going back and collecting it and going, oh, yeah, let me carry this forward with me. This is really positive for me. And I think it helps to add to your power base as you're then trying to create new things. Yeah.
I agree. Because, and so here's the thing is that there's, I don't have the stat in front of me, but basically something like, you know, 400 trillion to one the odds that you're even born, right? That you are such a unique being on this world, you know, something mind-boggling like that. So the thing about going into your past, definitely it's not about mucking up stuff. It's actually, I think, finding the treasure points and recognizing that, you know, whatever you had to go through to get to where you're at was all totally necessary. In my belief, that is the case. And every time I've fallen flat in my freaking face because of one thing or another, there has been some golden nuggets of learning in there. And that's, again, kind of how I approach life. Whenever I, you know, and I fall flat on my face often because I do test things often. But I get back super quick because I've kind of trained. This is the way that I operate in the world, is that I go fast, I fall, I get back up and go, oh, check that out. Okay, I learned this, and let's go over here. I like that particular dance. And so it's recognizing how unique you are and that once, and this is again around the why, branding on purpose is the other thing that I say, be you, own it, right? Is that when you actually see like, okay, all these past things, that some things may have been good and some things may have not been so great, but they do all comprise, make up who I am right now. And me here turning around and helping you has everything to do with my past. Like, if I'm totally me and how I show up, then the only way I got here was by the path that I just took. So not that you have to, you know, like some people are like, well, then do I have to, like, blog about that? Do I have to tell everyone about my past? I'm like, no, that's not. That happens to come up with what you're doing, maybe. But it's more that you have that clarity of what you bring to the table and that like you said, it pulls in a ton of power. Ton of power. Mm. This is you. This is how you can show up. This is you saying, oh, I went through this. This is some of the fire that I walked through to get here. Right. This is how I can show up in this way. I absolutely think it's a huge amount of power to go back and look at that and see the through line.
And what I like about what you've been able to put together, because I remember actually I had my notebook and I just sort of went through that program and at my own pace and at my own time and sort of, you know, answered the questions and all of a sudden things started pouring out. And I still in this last year have gone back and looked at those pages like many, many times. And right. I thought, you know, I was trying to create a particular page on my website around that same time. And I thought, like, I had the languaging. I knew exactly, you know, I'd done all the work. I knew what it needed to say, and yet I was still, something felt stuck about it. And I didn't think there was another way to say anything, like I had done so much work around it. And then all the stuff that poured out of this completely separate exercise, I looked at and I was like, oh, my gosh, there are the words. Those are the words right there. So was astonishing to me how simple it was as far as easy to do, and yet how potent and powerful it was at the same time. So I really appreciated that all that exploration. And I see that it's something to stay tuned into and keep checking back in with. I'm probably due for a little bit of that right now myself anyway. So this is a good we're having this conversation.
I know, you know, it's actually, it's a funny thing is that one of the great things about sometimes having to like repurpose your content into like I'm moving something over to a site or need to make sure that this one article or like someone tells me, oh, there's a typo. So then I get to go back and revisit some of my stuff and I like listen to the audio, make sure that all hooked up right, or go back and look at my thing. I'm like, oh, those are good questions. Yeah, I should do that for myself too. Like there's something that I, you know, there's always this cycle. You know, you even what you're teaching yourself, even what you believe in yourself, like to go back and look at that, because there's, then you can also expand upon it or also just remind yourself of where you're at, again, where you're going, where you've been. All that stuff is really good.
Yeah. Good and spot. It's kind of, you know, we're on like this more of the spiraling journey. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to look at something and realize you've gone a completely another direction. You could still be really kind of on track and just realize there's another layer. There's a next piece to play with. So absolutely. Well, I would love to take a moment, since you and I have been talking a little bit and referencing the BOP Collective, and you know, the How to Bop Your Opt-In training. And I know you do have kind of a special week coming up, which is going to be an opportunity for people to kind of try out membership in the Bop Collective if they'd like. So it feels like a really nice transition right now to ask you about that, if you're willing to share a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So the thing is you know, what, this is actually to tie back into, you know, how are people doing things online, and you look at what other people are doing, and memberships are something that is kind of springing up a lot, I would say, in, over the last 6 months or so. And I totally, and I'm thrilled, because I think it offers the thing that we were talking about, the camaraderie, the potentially a mentor that you connect with, right? Someone that you know you can ask questions to. And so I really wanted to design this space for what I would want, and what I would be, like if I was to be in a place like this, thinking back kind of where I was at in this level, being able to have someone that I can ask questions to that I know will be there, not just like one or two calls a month, but like that's actually available. And so I'm very available within the space. And that's something that's a little bit different from other groups. And then I try and show up in a lot of different ways. And so then the other thing for me is that I like to have a sense before I jump in. I like to have a sense of what it's going to be. And so this is where I thought, well, maybe I can do a week training, not really a training, but an experience that offers a little bit of a sneak peek. And so in that, next week actually will be the 12th through the 16th of January, is an opportunity for us to play in a Facebook group form, because that's similar to what the Bop Collective will have. We gather around a Facebook form, but we also have a membership site. And so I will have some of the training. There's one big training called the Catapult Sessions, which actually rolls out when you're in the collective. And it's a really deep dive into your why and how to bring that into your brand, into your messaging, how to bring it onto your website, and then talking about customer experience. And so what I'm going to be doing is bringing in the first lessons of that long, big training and work through that. Because I believe, and that's great that we talked about it, it's the beginning of diving into your why, how to begin that inquiry. And it's a great thing to workshop through people. So that's the main thing that we'll be workshopping through. But the other part that I want to talk about during this week is for people that are feeling stuck on anything, like either they have that big idea and they don't know where to start with it, or they're in business or doing their thing and they kind of want to pivot, they kind of want to change, something's not quite right, but they're feeling stuck and they're not really sure how do I even start. So I want to be available for that too. So it's going to be kind of an opportunity to workshop through this inquiry around your why, but then also to help you, have me be there for you to show up and answer any questions and help you break through where you might be stuck. And so it's free. It's an opportunity to see what that's like, because that type of interaction is what happens over in the collective. And I think it's a great opportunity for me also, it's for us to just get to know each other, right? Because if you do a big, deep dive one-on-one consult with someone, sometimes there might be a 30-minute strategy session beforehand to kind of get to know one another. So this is kind of like that.
In
a different, you know, format.
Well, and one of the things that I think is so great about the Bop Collective is, because I've been there really since the beginning, you know, there's such a wide variety of types of businesses and types of personalities and types. So it's not just like, oh, these are all people that are in my industry necessarily, which is really great, because you get to bounce things off of people who, you know, especially sometimes when you're in your industry specifically, you're using jargon you don't even realize is jargon. You just kind of think everybody knows these terms. And so it's really wonderful to be with a group of people who don't necessarily know what you do from an insider's perspective. So when you're sharing your idea, they can give like really, really valuable feedback.
I also
love how you've been really clear with us about, you know, we're not necessarily each other's ideal clients either. So it's just a really cool space to get to kind of play with other people in that. And I didn't necessarily expect that piece of it. So that's been a nice little bonus for me. So that's my little personal plug.
Cool.
But I think it's really, really cool and definitely valuable as I'm kind of growing and building my business, both, you know, somewhat still in my head and some, you know, out in the world. So
I don't know that ever changes though, right? That, honestly, you know, it's funny because I've thought about like the collective, where will it go in the future? And there's only so far I can like really think about that. But honestly, I'd really love it to be this ongoing for people that are wanting to be there ongoing, that it really does provide this place, because you're going to evolve. You know, you said in the premise of that the evolving of yourself, right? Like the building, having a business is absolutely a self-discovery process too. There's no doubt about it that you learn so much about yourself. It is quite an experience, and get ready for that ride. And I think that as you grow, as you put yourself out in the world and you yourself as a person grow and find more alignment as to like what's important and what type of life you want to live and all those things, that your business, your life are completely intermingled, that to always have that if you're in that need of having that support so that the motion does continue, like you said, that you have the support to keep going, because you will hit little barriers. You will have self-doubt. That's never ending. I absolutely run into self-doubt around my ideas or speed bumps or whatever. And so to have a space that you know that the support is there, that you can get feedback. And like you said, that thing about the ICA I think is so important. And I talk about feedback and saying like, okay, well, make sure that we all know who your ideal client is. Preface that before you ask for feedback so that we can be as helpful as we can, but that you know what type of feedback to walk away from, right? That you can't take everyone's, you know, it's like there's these ways to ask for feedback, to ask for clarification, all those things. So to have that as this ongoing group that's supportive, and then as you're there longer, you have the relationship to deepen, I think it's a really fantastic, kind of almost sacred space, really. And
agreed.
You know, it's funny, I had first thought that it would be like, okay, I think I'm not going to have it be more than 300 people. But I'm realizing now that I think it's actually going to be like in the hundreds, like in the, it can't get big, not the way that I really want to run this. I'm not interested in having it be too big, right? Like I want to be able to show up and be there for people. I want the relationships to happen. And where I first thought it might be up in the 300 range, I'm now thinking like, maybe just a little past 100.
You know, I want to say too, I think another really great piece of this is that as a solopreneur, the creative process, right, it's a cycle. There's going to be waves of go, 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 yeah. do. And then there are the down parts of the cycle, which where one, you're doing the thing, or maybe you're in that lull place where you're just waiting, and all of that is valid and valuable too. But what's great is because if you're connected to other people that you feel aligned with in this way, there's always somebody who's in that creative process, and by watching what they're asking for help with and seeing how they're working through some of those things, even when I'm not there at that place, I've learned to not judge that I'm not there, right? Like, oh, I should be doing it. First there was that like, oh my gosh, everyone's doing, I should be doing. But I've learned to be able to just soak in some of that wisdom that they're gaining to use with myself at another time. So it's really valuable for me even when I'm in the, you know, not in the creative, or even if I'm not in a stuck place at the moment that I need help with, I'm getting value from other people's processes with you and within the collective with each other. So that's been, you know, again, I've used this word already, but it's bonus. And that is fuel that I can store for later.
Yeah, you know, that's fantastic feedback. I really appreciate hearing that. And one of the questions I get also is like, well, do you have to be super active in the group? And that's been one of the things that as I've grown this, I've been really wanting, I'm trying to think of the right word. I was really keen and sympathetic to how I am with Facebook, right? Like you can get really over inundated by Facebook easily. You can hop on to like check something out and then 30 minutes later go, what's that? You know, what did I just do? Wait, you know, so I wanted to really respect the fact that although Facebook is a fantastic place as a tool for this group, that I didn't want it to feel like you, in order to participate, in order to gain what you can from this, that you have to be on Facebook all the time. And even though I do post, you know, I have prompts at the beginning of the week and celebrations at the end of the week and different things that are happening throughout the month, I'm trying to not have it be too much. And that has been this thing on my end, again, as building it, like, what is too much? What could all of a sudden feel like overwhelm? And really wanting to play in there and realizing, like you said, there's going to be an ebb and flow to everyone's business. There's going to be a time where people are going to be asking for a lot of questions right before they're launching or they're building this new thing. And then they're going to go head down and into their study or whatever, their cavern to like create this thing. And they might not be online as much. And so for maybe 2 weeks, we might not hear from them. And that's totally fine. Like I want that to be totally fine. The creative, whatever our creative processes are, whatever help and how we need to ask for help. I want that to be totally okay. So I've really tried to build that and it does. There isn't that expectation.
Yeah, and it does. It feels okay to kind of dip in and out, and mm-hmm. so I will confirm that for you. It feels very awesome. Much like that. So, as always, I want to remind the listeners that, you know, we offer no right or wrong answers here, but my hope is that as a listener, you can just be with this conversation, and if we've sparked an interest, that you might follow that spark to find where it leads for you. I will have placed links in the show notes for Ellen's website and specifically for the sneak peek week, so you'll have that information there. But for those who are just listening and not going to the show notes, it is HelenesCott.com. So it looks like Helene, but it's pronounced Ellen. Ellen, is there anything else that you'd like to share with the listeners today, or any place else you'd like to point us to?
No, I think that this is good. I think I would like to just leave with a thought, which is the notion around be you and own it, and the trusting in yourself and the believing in yourself. And so if you happen to, you know, find this podcast and are at a point of questioning around what you want to do in the world, and you have this pull and this calling, that to just I encourage you, and I hope that you will listen to it. And wherever that takes you, it takes you, whether it's to me or wherever else, that there is such a beauty in honoring who you are in the world, and then the bravery that it is then to turn around and own it. But I tell you what, it's just an incredible thing, and I wish that for you.
Beautifully said. And it has been a true pleasure to have you on the program today. So thank you, Ellen, so much for joining me for this discussion.
Thanks for having me. So much fun.
Well, once again, dear listeners, I'm your host, Suzanne Wigginton, and you can find me online at suzannewigginton.com. That's SUZANNEWIGGINTON.com. Until next time, thank you for being here, my friends, and may you always find and catch the breeze that keeps your soul aloft.